Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us, and hope you're doing well. Baseball season certainly right here in the midst. It's hot, probably wherever you are in the United States, it's hot. And actually, I went to a game the other night with the Indianapolis Indians. Actually, it was in the afternoon, and it was like, it was about as hot as it could possibly be, and I feel for a lot of the players, even the fans, even the mascots. Can you imagine the mascots wearing those uniforms or wearing those various costumes that they have when it's close to 100 degrees. Well, we have with us today a guy who understands heat. He understands the heat because of where he comes from in western Oklahoma. And he plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's just recently been acquired by the Los Angeles Dodgers. His name is Casey Sadler. And he came up through the Pirates organization, and that's how we got to know him when he was playing for the Indianapolis Indians. And had this interview a number of years ago. This goes back to early 2015 when we did this interview. And Casey had an up-and-down career with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then earlier this year, he was traded to the Tampa Bay Rays, spent some time with the Rays. And talk about being on a yo-yo. You know, you can be sent to the minors, and the Tampa Bay Rays AAA club is in Durham, North Carolina. And you can be sent down and then brought back up literally within a day. Yeah, I mean, you can make these trips that are just incredible. And just heard that Casey Sadler was optioned five different times between April 1st and July 1st. He was optioned five different times. That means you go to Tampa, you turn around, you come back to Durham, you go to Tampa, you come back to Durham, you go to Tampa. In fact, in one time, he had an RV. And he drove 15 hours. He and his wife drove 15 hours and parked in the parking lot of the Tropicana Field there in Tampa and played. And then the next day, they were sent back to Durham, get back in the RV, and you go back to Durham. So it's a crazy life. But one thing about Casey is he got traded in early July. He was traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he went from being on the Tampa Bay Rays, a mid-range team that's probably not going to make the playoffs, to the number one team in Major League Baseball. So, you know, that's how baseball goes. It's up and down. But when we met with Casey, he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he's got a tremendous story about coming out of Western Oklahoma State, being a 25th round draft choice out of Western Oklahoma State, and getting to the majors and spending some time with the majors. So you're going to enjoy this. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll let you hear the interview that we did with Casey Sadler, now with the Los Angeles Dodgers. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us today. And today we have with us a pitcher who's with the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's Casey Sadler, 6'4", 225-pound starting pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, now playing for the Indianapolis Indians. Casey, glad to have you on Face to Face. Thanks for being a part of this.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and my pleasure.
25th round, you were drafted by the Pirates. Did you ever expect that being drafted that low that you would get to the major leagues?
You know, actually, yeah, I did. I think if you don't have that kind of a confidence and attitude, that you do kind of just fall beyond by the wayside. But I always knew it was in me. I didn't know it was gonna how it was gonna happen, or how quickly, or how long it was gonna take. But I had faith in myself and faith in God that put me in a position to really use my talent to glorify Him. And so I figured if I did what I was supposed to and stayed true to my faith, then everything's going to work out either one way or the other.
What's your best pitch? I know your fastball, they say, is kind of a mid-range fastball, but what's your best pitch?
That's my go-to. I'm a sinker slider changeup guy. Use a lot of the sinkers to induce early contact and ground balls, and so it's pretty much my go-to.
Have you always been a starting pitcher? I think I saw where you were a reliever, but when you've got up here, that you've been a starter for maybe the last couple of years?
Yeah, started my career in the bullpen. Had a lot of good arms that were kind of ahead of me in line, and so they started me in the bullpen. They said, you know, pitch here for a while. If you pitch well, kind of work your way out of the pen. earn a starting spot, and finally got that opportunity in High A in 2012, and been starting ever since.
I've heard it said that getting from Double A to Triple A is almost tougher than being from Triple A to the majors. You've been in the majors, you've experienced the time with the Pirates, and now you're back here in Triple A. Tell me what's your take on that?
Yeah, to an extent it is. Just because you're going from a team that might have, you know, one, maybe two guys that have seen the major leagues to a team where probably 75, 80, 90% of the club has at least had some taste of big league experience. The big leagues, in a sense, is a little tougher too, sometimes because of the atmosphere. You get a little anxious, anxiety going on, which kind of could play a part in whether or not guys do well, depending on how you handle that. But I would definitely say I was a little more, I guess, uneasy about coming from Double to Triple A because I hadn't really, you know, been a starter for very long, hadn't really pitched against that caliber of playing. But you get a pretty good idea of where you stand here and how you pitch here, and you know, if you go about it the right way, it'll translate up there.
I've probably seen a lot of games, and one of my most exciting things, I think, is watching a start of a baseball game. There's just something about it. The atmosphere, mm-hmm. National anthem plays, the players are out there, and the starting pitcher walks out onto the mound, and it's kind of your game. They give you the ball. I don't know if there's any other sport like that where they give you the ball and you're in control, especially when it's a home game. Tell me what goes through your mind when you step on the mound and you step on the rubber, and the catcher goes down, the umpire says play ball, it's ready to go.
For me, it's game on. You know, it's for lack of a better term, it's go to battle. I know not war is probably not a good expression for it, but in a sense it is, because you're battling with that hitter. It's either you or him. He either hits or you get him out. So it's definitely an adrenaline rush. It's something that I love. It's something that I feed on. And the bigger the game, the better for me. I love adversity. I love the magnitude of the game. Kind of helps you lock in, kind of like a high in a sense. You know,
yeah.
You get that rush of being out there and being in control, like you said, and kind of dictating how the game's going to go. You go out and you set the tone in the first inning, and kind of gives your team an idea of what they got to do that night. So in a sense, it is in your hands.
May the 2nd, 2014, I believe, your first start. You got called up, got played against Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about that game?
Oh. There were so many emotions that night. Coming out of the bullpen, I believe in the seventh inning, pitched the seventh and eighth. It's kind of foggy, to be honest. You know, you wait your whole life and your whole career for that opportunity, and you know, it really didn't set in until that gate opened and you take a step out on the warning track, and you look up and there's, I want to say there was almost 40,000 people there that night.
Were you in Toronto or were you in Pittsburgh?
No, I was actually in Pittsburgh, which was awesome. You know, I always dreamed of making a debut in your home ballpark and in front of your hometown fans, and it was just a huge blessing and a huge honor to be able to do that. I still get chills every now and then when I think about it. And just getting an opportunity to do something that not a whole lot of people in this world that ever play baseball get the opportunity to do. And I'm very grateful.
PNC Park is so beautiful, too.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Backdrop there is second to none. You got the bridge in the background.
Right.
You got downtown. And it's a beautiful ballpark. Really is.
Now, you got a win this year, right?
Yes, sir.
Starting pitcher against the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what that was like. Was there anything real different? Did you feel, even though you'd had some experience in majors, did you feel like feel a little more confident, feel a little less anxiety going in that situation?
Absolutely. My experiences last year really taught me a lot about how to go about my business up there and about how not to, honestly. You know, and going up there and finally getting to start a game, get to do my routine, get to go out and set the tone. It was very comforting, I guess, because I got the opportunity to prepare. I got the opportunity to kind of go about it how I do down here. And had a lot of confidence coming out of spring training, pitched well in spring training. So I was excited. I look forward to that opportunity for a long time.
Being with the Pirates has got to be interesting as a Christian, because I understand you got Clint Hurdle as your manager, and you've got a lot of different players. What's that like? There seems to be a real strong Christian camaraderie on the Pirates team.
Absolutely. Chapel's full. Every time we do chapel during spring training, up there, it's full. It's so refreshing walking in knowing that I'm not the only one, knowing that there's other brothers in Christ there that are going to help, are going to be there in times of struggle, in times of prosperity. Being able to talk to them and also learning from them how they handle certain situations as a Christian, it really helps knowing that you have someone in charge like Clint, and even a lot of the staff are believers, up and down, minor leagues, big leagues, front office. It does give it a different aura about the organization, because they truly care about the man. They truly care about helping that person grow however they can. So it is very refreshing, very comforting, knowing that there are followers of Christ in leadership positions in the organization.
And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand about baseball, too. Our guest is Casey Sadler. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more. Casey's a pitcher with the Pittsburgh Pirates, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Casey Sadler. He's from Stillwater, Oklahoma, out of Western Oklahoma State Community College. That's seemingly a long way. Is that out in the panhandle? Where is that at exactly?
It's actually kind of weird. Western Oklahoma is actually about as far southwest in Oklahoma as you can go. So it's kind of different. Most people think, you know, when they hear Western Oklahoma State, that it's towards the Panhandle or towards, you know, the Texas Panhandle, but it's actually in Altus, which is down southwest, and it was not too far from my hometown. I grew up just outside of Stillwater, in a little town called Ripley. And so going from that little bitty town to kind of a smaller junior college really helped. Helped the transition of college life and baseball, and so it was nice.
You didn't play before the big crowds like you would if you'd played at Oklahoma University. You probably didn't play before friends and relatives, most likely. And then you get into a situation to where you, even as you're coming up through the minors, you get to a place to where you're playing for big crowds. Like you say, you're playing at Pittsburgh, even at Indianapolis, you've got some solid crowds. When did you feel like, or was there a moment that you can think about in your career when you think, boy, I'm here. God has placed me in this place and I'm here. Do you have a moment like that?
Wow. I've had moments like that. I've had moments where I've felt like, what am I doing here? Am I wasting my time? Am I, you know, but definitely the positive affirmation moments of him saying, you know what, I put you here. This is what I want you to do. I want you to use the talent I've given you to glorify me and to shine my light to others. You know, I think we're reminded of that just about every time we go out there. So it's not really one instance where you feel like, okay, this is a sign that I'm supposed to do this. I think it's a bunch of little things that, you know, even in the down times when you don't go so good or things don't go the way that they should, and he kind of tests you in a sense to see, are you really in this for me, or are you really in it for you? And like I said, if you keep the faith, keep pushing along and keep doing it for the right reasons, he always shows himself in a way where you're like, man, you know, that was God today.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's an outing where you don't feel so good, or you know, you go out and you don't warm up well, and then you get on the mound and everything kind of goes away, and you're just like, oh, thank you, Lord, for, you know, giving me a peace about what I have to do today. And So there's been a number of incidents. This is where really felt his presence and just a sense of peace and calmness.
I know Christ is very important in your life. I saw on your Twitter account the words of an old hymn that I like: "Living, He loved me; dying, He saved me." I don't have all the words in front of me.
Yeah, but it's a Casting Crowns song,
right? And that's a great song. Mm-hmm. Tell me what Christ means to you as a person.
Christ is everything. I mean, without Him and without God, we have nothing. Really is that rock that we can stand on, especially in this game, because you deal with failure so much. You got to have something to fall back on to realize, look, you know, there is a greater reason other than baseball that we're here. You know, whether that's to be a pastor, be a radio show host, be, you know, a teacher, be a baseball player, whatever that is, you know, I don't think it really is any different for us than it is for the normal person, because wherever you've been placed, God's placed you there for a reason. And that's to glorify Him. And you know, sometimes we stumble, sometimes we fall and maybe make some decisions or some, you know, actions that aren't Christ-like. But knowing that we've been saved by grace and have the ability to ask for forgiveness and grow as a believer. And you know, my wife's a believer as well. We've been married 3 years, and she's gotten me through a lot of difficult times. Just kind of reaffirming, look, you know, it's going to be okay. Yeah. God's going to take care of us. Everything we need is going to be provided, and as long as we stay faithful and keep trusting in Him.
When did Christ come into your life, actually?
I actually accepted Christ at a young age. My mom and dad were always involved in a church. Actually were youth pastors for a while at my church. So I was saved and baptized when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
But here recently, within the past, I think it was 2012, went to a Christian Major League Baseball conference, a professional athlete outreach.
PAO?
Yep. Yeah. And was sitting there one evening, and they did, you know, they were doing baptisms that evening. And it was kind of funny because my wife was there, and we were just kind of sitting there listening. And actually, the speaker was Francis Chan.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing guy, amazing man after God's own heart. And we got back up to the room, and we looked at each other, and we were like, I feel like we should kind of rededicate our lives, get baptized again, because we were both baptized very young. Kind of both grew up in church, both had parents that were believers, and so for us it was that step of, okay, now I'm making the decision to basically start over and say, Lord, I give myself to you again. Not saying that it wasn't done right the first time, but that second time of that affirmation of, okay, I'm making a decision for you as an adult, saying I'm going to live my life for you and I'm going to do whatever it is that you would have me do. And for us to come back and both look at each other and feel the same way was pretty special. So we were baptized again there, Key Biscayne, Florida, at the Ritz-Carlton pool. So it was special.
In the baseball culture that you're in, there's obviously a lot of people here who are not Christians, and there's a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. How tough is it to be a Christian in the clubhouse?
It's always tough. It's tough being a Christian in today's society, period. Not just in the clubhouse. We see things going on in the world today where Christians are being persecuted all the time. But it's tough. You know, it's not the same kind of persecution. It might be subtle. It might be, you know, you don't get included a whole lot sometimes because they might not feel comfortable asking you to do stuff. But a sense, to me, that's a sense of respect. You know, they know that, you know, they know who I am. They know my character. They know that I'm not going to do some of the things that non-believers do. But again, that's an opportunity to explain myself why I choose to live the way I do. And so it's an opportunity to share the gospel and just be that influence in the clubhouse.
Is there anybody on the Pirates team or anybody, and we've talked about Clint Clint Hurdle, but is there anybody that you really kind of look up to that's kind of been a Christian role model for you, even as you're going through spring training and here with the Indians?
Yeah, there's been a few people. Pitching coordinator, Scott Mitchell, has been a real person that I could go talk to, and he's a believer. Josh Harrison, Andrew McCutchen, both we've talked, and both of those are very strong believers, very vocal believers, and they're kind of people that I've tried to look up to and model my everyday after, you know, because just great men of God, and there's, like I said, there's been so many
number
in the organization, yeah, and honestly, sometimes it's just who you come across first.
Yeah,
you know, if you're having a rough day or something, and you know, somebody that you know as a believer is there, you might just go up and say, "Hey, man, I need to talk for a minute, or I need some advice." So it's definitely been a blessing being in an organization that at every turn of the corner, there's somebody there that, you know, as a believer, that's willing to sit down and talk with you.
Casey Sadler's our guest. Casey, our time is about up, but I'd like to close this way, and I know you've got a couple of these, and hopefully you got them memorized, maybe not. Do you have any favorite verses that kind of are life verse for you?
Absolutely. You know, I think everybody knows the old Philippians 4:13, I
sure,
can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I actually did a little talk back in Oklahoma before I moved out of Oklahoma. And during that, I found a passage in Romans. It's a little verse that I kind of hang on to that kind of reminds me why I'm here. It's actually Romans 11:36.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "For from him, to him, and through him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen." That's something that I try to live by, you know, even in my everyday life. You know, get up and go about my day, and no matter how small or how big that day is, I still have to live it as if I'm glorifying him, and you know, it's what we're here for. You know,
yeah.
Ultimately, that's why he put us here, was to glorify him and to praise him, and just to walk and talk and be with him.
Casey, thanks for being with us. Good luck with the Indians. Hope you get back to the Pirates very soon, and we'll be looking for you back in PNC Park.
Thank you very much. Thank you for allowing me to come and share my testimony, and I hope the Lord continues to do great things through you and through this show, and I just hope good things.
We'll meet again, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Casey Sadler of the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Casey Sadler. I just love spending time with baseball players, particularly minor league guys. And one of the things about Face to Face that we do that makes it a little different from other sports shows, even Christian sports shows, is we try to build a relationship with these players, and so that we can follow up with them, we can call them, we can say we're praying for them, and we do pray for them, and they really appreciate it. And I haven't talked to Casey in a while, but I've talked to some of his teammates, and interestingly enough, the game that I was at with the Indianapolis Indians, they were playing the Syracuse Mets, and the Syracuse Mets have Tim Tebow on their team. Now, I'd hoped, and I did get a chance to get in the clubhouse, both clubhouses, but didn't have a lot of time, and Tebow was in the batting cage, so I did not get a chance to talk to him, got a chance to see him from a distance. He's not doing real strong. In fact, I think he's hitting under 200, and I'm not sure how long his career is going to last in Major League Baseball, but almost got a chance to have my moment in time with Tim Tebow, but did not happen. And there's a lot of Christian ball players. We hope that you'll check them out on our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com, and we have our 2019 Christian All-Star team. The All-Star game is gone, but the players that we chose as our Christian All-Stars are still up there, and I hope you'll check that out. facetofaceradio.com. Well, as we close today, we want to take you to a passage in the book of Hebrews. Talk about Hall of Fame. This is God's Hall of Faith. And these are the beginning. Chapter 11 of Hebrews is the one where God talks about people who were in the Old Testament, early patriarchal people and others who were in God's Hall of Fame. And here's what it says. Hebrews 11:1. This is the Amplified Version. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, being the proof of things that we do not see, and the conviction of their reality as real fact. And it amplifies it a little bit by saying, now faith is the assurance or the confirmation of things that we hope for, being the proof of things that we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. That's really good. Hebrews 11:1. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Russ. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face. Yeah.